Hi guys, and welcome to season 2 of Ecotech. In this season, we're going to explore current happenings and everything that involves technology in our rapidly changing world. So on today's episode of Ecotech, we're going to talk about the silicon shortage. And so I think it's really important at the very beginning of this to actually make some clear distinctions. And the most major distinction is that we're talking about silicon, and that's the way it's pronounced. So we're not talking about silicone, but we're talking about silicon. And silicon is spelled S-I-L-I-C-O-N. Silicone, which we are not talking about, is spelled S-I-L-I-C-O-N-E. So for me, when I actually first heard of this, I didn't necessarily think of technology. In this episode, we're going to explore what it is, how it's used, why there's a shortage, and how this affects you. All right, so first, let's start off with what it actually is. So silicon is a metalloid, meaning it has properties of metal and non-metal. It's heat resistant and electrically conductive. I would have to say that's just the simplest explanation of what silicon actually is. So now we'll get into how it's used, because this is when we really start to relate it to the technology that we use on a daily basis. All right, so silicon is actually used to create many types of electronics, like transistors, semiconductors, printed circuit boards, and even integrated circuits. So even if you don't know what one or all of those things are, when you think silicon and like how it's used, I want you to think microprocessors, computer memory, smartphones, smartwatches, memory cards, mobile phones, microchips, and even self-driving cars. Silicon actually makes up the components that go into the devices that we use every single day. So hopefully you can start to see why silicon is actually so important. All right, so now that we know how it's used, let's actually talk about why there's a shortage. Because I think this is one of the most important distinctions that we also have to make. Silicon itself is actually one of the most abundant elements that we have on our planet. So when you hear silicon shortage, what we're talking about is we're talking about the shortage of silicon products. Devices that we can make from silicon. All right, so let's get into why there's an actual shortage now that we understand the actual distinction. Along with COVID came a whole lot of things. Subsequently, we ended up working a lot more from home. What they ended up realizing is that if they wanted to run a lot of the software that their company actually had, then they actually needed some upgrades. Most people just had their normal home computers or their laptops that they use on a daily basis. These devices are really good for streaming internet, watching videos, even editing video, maybe some music, things like that, like just normal consumer things. What people really found out very quickly when they started to work from home more often is that they needed a lot more power. They needed to make some upgrades in order to run their company's software. And so this is what made this rise all of a sudden in people having these major upgrades in their processors and buying more expensive computers. The demand has now gone up for silicon, and it has surpassed the supply. In layman's terms, what I'm saying is that the demand of these things increased more than the supply that we had on hand. So now that we have like a basic, simple understanding of how the shortage actually came about, let's get into one of the major reasons that I created this episode. What are the changes you are actually going to see in your everyday life because of this silicon shortage? In your everyday consumer life, because of the silicon shortage, is you will notice an increase in price of technology. The only way to slow down demand is to increase prices. So everyday technology or the newest technology that might be coming out, you'll notice that it will be more expensive. Of course, when our supply goes up and it's starting to meet the demand, you will start to see the price start to come down. Now that I've made my last point, one really big piece of advice that I would give is if you're looking to buy something really extravagant right now, as far as technology, as the average consumer, what I would say is to really think about if you actually need this. Think about if it's something that's necessary, because it's going to cost you a lot more than it normally would. Like I said, most of the people who are out there and they're actually buying this stuff at full price, They're buying it because this is work-related. They are working from home. They need to run faster software. They just need more power because this is how they actually make money. You're seeing a lot of devices that are $50 more, $100 more, $200, $1,000 more. And this is simply because we don't have enough devices to meet the demand for people that need these devices right now in order to run the software, run the programs that they need to run. So I would just have to say that if you want to buy a product right now, I would really think about if it's something that you actually need as a necessity, because the people that are actually consuming these products right now, that are creating the shortage, they need these things in order to operate their business or in order to work from home. So this is something that they are buying because it's a necessity. But I will say that once we actually have enough supply, everything will be just fine and the prices will definitely start to come down. So the article that gave me a little bit more clarity on the problem, I'm going to definitely recommend to you. It's the Frankenstein Computers and Networking website. The name of the article is called Silicon Shortage Expected to Continue Through 2022. All right. And so I really, really hope you ended up getting some information that you could use. I really hope that explained maybe something that you've been hearing. So hopefully this episode gave you a little bit of clarity on what the silicon shortage actually is and how this shortage will affect you. With that said, I'll see you guys in the next one.